I am healer. The macrocosm. The field is the sole governing agency of the particle. Albert Einstein. Without this electromagnetic field, we would not be in this virtual reality, nor would we be in this physical reality. Humans are an assortment of positively charged protons, negatively charged electrons, neutrons with no charge, atoms and subatomic particles, all electromagnetically bound together to create your great I am, the body we inhabit on this joyride, in this time and in this space. Myriads of invisible electrical filaments are sending impulses through the airwaves like a radio, communicating externally as well as internally with all the other invisible electromagnetic waves in our environment. In the late 1800s, Nikola Tesla determined the Earth's resonance to be approximately 8 Hertz. But it was not until the late 1950s that researchers scientifically confirmed that the resonance frequency of the Earth's ionospheric cavity was also in this range, later named the Schumann resonance of 7.83 Hertz. The body is like a giant computer, transmitting and receiving all of these bits of information with all of these different programs, and all of it working together to form our carbon-based human body, a bioelectric, morphogenetic being. Just as every bit of information on a computer serves a function, we're beginning to understand that every bit of information our body sends and receives has a function that serves the whole. Brain researcher Michael Hutchison describes 7.83 Hertz, the electromagnetic matrix for all life on this planet. All life has evolved with it and is meant to live in harmony with it. The human heart and brain also vibrate at approximately 8 Hertz. Diminishing this electromagnetic field imposes significant limitations to our vibrancy, vitality, health, and happiness. Humans began diminishing this frequency and deep contact with the earth by wearing shoes. The vibrations that were automatically loaded into our system with each step upon the earth were now interrupted. Today, that connection is most often interrupted by a layer of rubber or plastic. Neither conducts electricity, of course, as nearly every electrical wire in the world is wrapped in a protective covering of rubber or plastic. The electromagnetic pollution in our environment can also weaken us. Like a computer, the human body's operating system gets bogged down and overloaded with bad bits of information and/or viruses. We are flesh and blood with subtle energy fields that expand beyond the body and go well beyond our personal energy fields. Our emotions alert us to energy interruptions and imbalances. By simply gauging our emotional responses to our environment, we can interpret which information resonates with us and which information does not. Fight, flight, or freeze responses signal that we are out of balance with our environment. Love, joy, and harmony responses signal that we are in synchronicity with our environment. Ancient Chinese teachings tell us that the two environmental signals, the yang, the masculine, and the yin, the feminine, must be in balance in order to achieve happiness and perfect health. The balance of these two environmental signals is said to be the blueprint of awareness. The frequency modulator for your great I am is built right into the body for optimum convenience. You can adjust the frequency of any part of your electromagnetic being, your macrocosm, with just a few clicks of the microcosm, your ears, and then